Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. First reading from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 42 to 44. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 145. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, He feeds us. He feeds us.
Psalm 121, verse 4 says, Behold the protector of Israel, neither slumber nor sleep. In other words, our Lord and God is awake. He is a watchful keeper. And that divine prerogative to protect and observe the needs of His people cannot be challenged. Having been placed through baptism and faith in Christ Jesus under the shadow of the Almighty, then we can boldly say that none besides the Lord has power to contrive our happiness and success in this world. None besides Him has the audacity to grant us satisfaction and salvation.
Thus, the psalmist says today, the eyes of all creatures look to the Lord, and He gives us our food in due time. There is no better time than now, this very moment, to ask the Lord for deliverance from the global trauma of COVID-19, poor governance, domestic and mental abuse, and the harmful effects of religious indoctrination. For it is so sad to hear and to see people dying for lack of necessities or comfort of life. But the psalmist says that the Lord would grant us a better life in due time. In other words, the Lord is not bound by our time. Our limits to His knowledge exist not. And He has sworn and will not change to shepherd us beyond our limitations. Yes, He will shepherd us beyond our limitations. In today's first reading and the gospel, the Lord fed the people with miraculous loaves beyond their expectation. Through the sacramental actions of the Church, we have been called and invited to commune with the Lord, to receive the bread of life, His body, and to constantly give Him thanks. The psalmist says, All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. Thus, like the man in today's first reading, our offering to the Lord must echo the glory that is due His holy name. In other words, our thanksgiving to the Lord must be the best, but never an afterthought or a one-off act of thanksgiving. The psalmist of Psalm 103 verse 17 says, From everlasting to everlasting, the loving devotion of the Lord extends to those who fear Him, and His righteousness to their children's children. Since God's loving devotion extends forever, our thanksgiving must reflect the unending love and mercy of God. May the Lord in His infinite mercy bless us this week. May He grant us His goodness. May He grant us His loving kindness. May the Lord sanctify our week, and may the Lord in His infinite mercy provide for us and provide for those who have asked us to pray for them. May the Lord bless you, bless us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.